comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello, welcome to a brand new Nerds United live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, the co-host of the, I gotta remember where this points again. Anyway, the co-host of the year, my good friend, Mike Luther, aka Bert and Ernie.
Yes. How's it going?
Oh, it's been a day. I've sat at this desk for 4 hours today.
Well, this will maybe be a shorter one because we don't have too much going on.
We always say that.
That's true.
But the truth is, we really like each other.
So. That's true. That is fair. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it is a Saturday night, 9 mm-hmm. o'clock Central, and we didn't do the show last night. I don't even remember what time I messaged you. Like
it was earlier, seven, like 6, 7, somewhere around there. 6, 7 around there, yeah.
I was already feeling pretty exhausted. I can't remember what movie, you know, animated, whatever we had on. And I had one of the twins sitting with me, and I was doing the whole head bob. And I think more than head bob, I think I was like, woke up, you know, with 5 minutes left in the movie. And I was like, I'm just going to put the boys to bed and go to bed myself.
Yeah, that's fair.
So this time last night, I was already sawing logs.
Yeah. Understandable. Understandable.
I got a tweet, an X or whatever from Aaron Keene. And he says, well, tonight, but last night, a little after night, he's like, is there a nerd show tonight? There was not.
Yeah. So, usually it's on Fridays, but every once in a while something happens on a Friday with the postponed until Saturday.
So. Yeah. And usually what happens is Greg calls an audible at the last minute.
Like I said, that wasn't too last minute. Like I said, it was early enough in the day.
And Fred was here before kicking off the show. He said, Greg, twice in one day, an embarrassment of riches. It's an embarrassment. I don't know about riches.
I don't know about the riches part.
How's your week, Ben? How was your holiday?
I was going to ask how your Christmas was. Mine was good. Christmas Eve. I'm trying to think. And I had to remember back 4 days ago. Right. Christmas Eve, I had a nice little church Christmas Eve type of thing or whatever, you know. That was good. I don't think I did anything else then that night. I could be wrong. Christmas Day, me and Nolan went to IHOP, opened up.
Yes.
He opened up his gifts. IHOP was open. It's funny because so it's the IHOP in Glen Carbon, which if you're not around here, you don't know. But Glen Carbon is nice here. Yeah.
I know where it is. So we're
okay. Good. Well, so if you walk in there, there's a big sign, like behind the hostess table. Big neon sign that says IHOP since 2024. And it's just like that, like most time you want something like, you know, you've been around since 1932 or something, you know, like it really established. This is just like, no, it was just made. But anyway, service was real good. Food was, you know, IHOP food. I might do it now. I might send you a picture. Okay. See how fast you can get it on. So my niece and nephew, last year, I think I've told this, so I'll shorten the story, but I give them a present. It was just like $20, but one was wrapped in a roll of duct tape. One was like encased in ice, right?
Right. Oh gosh. Encased in ice would be hilarious.
Yes. This year I did an entire roll of Saran wrap. And I didn't know they were going to do anything, but oh, I'm sending it now. So they wrapped my present in something. So I just sent it to you, I think. Hopefully that's who
I just got a message.
Okay. And they were thrilled with what they did. And I thought it was pretty good. So I don't know what next year, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. But when Frank shows it.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Oh no! Say that's a wireless phone charger. So it was. It's a very good present,
right?
You know, but
I have. So I don't know if we talked about this before, but my niece and my dad always go back and forth as far as you know, like getting crazy wrapping structures and things like that.
Right. Okay.
And this year, I asked my sister, like, hey, I know this is kind of their thing, but y'all don't mind if I jump in and take dad's spot on it.
Okay.
So I've got my, you know, niece, two things, my nephew, two things. I think what I'm going to do for my niece is do the saran wrap ball.
Okay.
And let her have, you know, fun with that madness.
Yeah.
And then for my nephew, I think I'm going to go to Home Depot tomorrow.
Okay.
And get a couple of like one small piece of plywood that I can, you know, drill a bunch of holes in and get like the 18 inch long bolts.
Okay.
And then do 10, you know, like have a dozen of those or something like that, and then put a bunch of nuts on each one that he's got to sit there.
Right. Yep. Because
I'm nothing if not overly annoying. So this is this picture here is what, and this Braden was how it was sent to you, right?
Oh, I went over to their house because I was going to drop off, and a bunch. I didn't take a picture of the saran wrap, but it was big, and I even put like a little ribbon on it. Yeah, so that's what my present was.
That's awesome.
It was in a box, but I opened up the box, and that there's the zip ties. I was trying to take them off one by one. I ended up just having to, I found a knife in their house and had to cut them. But even then, it was difficult.
Of course. And you don't know exactly what the price, what the present is on the inside. You're like, how gentle do I have to be?
Yes. Yeah.
So, no, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know what? And that was Braden's idea, right?
I don't know whose idea it was. Oh. But yes.
That actually looks kind of fun. I might steal that idea instead.
That's completely fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Although some of them might have, I'm trying to remember what I got them. It's been weeks since I got these gifts ordered and they've arrived and they're still in the shipping containers they arrived in. So, since I wasn't doing, Christmas, I'm not doing Christmas with them, you know, till New Year's. I was like, So, but that's fantastic.
It was good. Really it was very good. Yeah.
If I did that to my nephew though, he would absolutely just bust out a buck knife and start, you know.
I found a knife and I had to start clipping him. But like I said, even then it's still difficult.
Oh, for sure.
You know, but it was fun.
But regardless, if it was your niece or your nephew, you know that they were sitting there the whole time just giggling.
Oh, yes.
Which made it worth it for them and for you.
Yes. Yeah, so, it was good.
Awesome. So I got to tell this story. We also had planned on going to church on Christmas Eve.
Right, of course.
Garrett had been asking for weeks. He's like, can we go Christmas Eve? Because I knew why. He wanted to get up and do Christmas, you know, the Santa side of Christmas, you know, Christmas morning. And I get it as someone who, you know, was a child once. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. So I had planned, structured the entire day of going to, so Garrett goes to Catholic school. So we go to the Catholic church there, and I had structured the entire day of, you know, getting all the kids baths and my own shower, etc. Everybody, I shower regularly. Planning for mass at 5. And we got out of the house at 4:15 and I was pumped. We got to the church parking lot at 4:30 and I was sad. The church parking lot was packed. The doors into like the sanctuary were closed. Church didn't start at 5. Church started at 4.
Okay.
So then, you know, and it was all 5 of us. And so, you know, Asher was doing a quick search, being like, okay, other churches in Belleville, because there's 8 of them.
Right.
Some of them are partner parishes. So the other one we would go to, they share a priest with, you know, it's like one priest for 2. So that was out. We looked at the cathedral. Theirs was at 4. We looked at St. Henry. Everyone was at 4 except for 1. It was all the way across town. And we're like, well, let's go. It's there at 5. So we got there. The first thing we do, literally, like our butt hits the pew. And Garrett's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I could have guessed that. I could have 100% guessed that.
And honestly, because it's monkey see, monkey do with these boys, Robert's like, I also have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So we got there. Anyway, we got there. You know, it was fine. Everybody survived. I think I ended up doing 2 different trips with Robert. Robert's like, he's at the point where he wants to go potty, but you also don't believe him, but also, you don't want to miss the opportunity. So about midway through church, maybe 60% through, he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, you can wait. He's like, no, I got to go poopy.
Oh,
I was like, you're going to have to wait because it was just an inopportune time. And so we get up, I take him there after communion, we have to go all the way to the back of church, all the way downstairs. And we're like, all right, come on. He's almost four, but he's still cute. You know, he jumps off afterwards. He's like, I guess I didn't have to go poopy.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I was like, all right, well now we got to wait. You know, we obviously got him cleaned up, you know, or washed his hands and whatnot. And then we had to wait in the back of church. So, so that was Tuesday evening.
Yes.
And then, you know, Wednesday morning got up and Santa was good to the boys. Like,
okay.
I stayed up very late. Mm-hmm. Not Tuesday night, but Monday night into Tuesday morning, wrapping everything that Santa had left behind because Santa's lazy sometimes. So I had everything. I stayed up till 4:30 Tuesday morning because I was like, if I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be tired on Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day.
Fair. Yeah.
So, you know, got up, seeing the excitement on the boys' faces was absolutely worth it. So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Tons of fun. I got to be Santa. We got, you know, got to be like, I was like, no, I'm going to do Santa this year, you know, cause I knew what was in everything. And so I knew how I wanted everything distributed. Good to have a plan. Right. So, did that. And I made a pot of chili on Wednesday. That's why I messaged you when you said you were at IHOP. I'm like, I should have reached out to Mike and seen if he and Nolan want to come over for Christmas, but, Christmas pot the chili.
Yeah, I got to make chili soon because you mentioned chili. One of my friend Corey's house, he had chili. I didn't try it, but yeah, I think it's chili time now.
Well, we've had chili twice. I just want to say.
Yeah,
and each time it gets better and better.
Well, good, good.
All right. Well, that's kind of gets us caught up. I guess the next question, Mike, is: did you watch anything outside of Christmas movies in the past week?
So I watched one episode of What If Season 3.
Okay.
And I watched one episode of Squid Game Season 2.
I forgot about both of those. I mean, I didn't. You told me about them just yesterday.
I knew Squid Game Season 2 was coming out. I didn't realize it was already out. And then What If Season 3, I forgot that they were even doing a Season 3. You know?
It too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have. And we'll talk about it, you know, as far as things that are coming up in 2025. I mean, there are more Marvel animated projects in the way, but
it was good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Besides, and then Nate Bargatze has a new special out on Netflix. I watched that.
I remember seeing the
promo
home screen or you know whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a big Nate Bargatze fan because you introduced me to him. So I'm excited to sit down and watch that at some point. Let's see. Everybody in the chat looks like they had good Christmases. Aaron went and saw Nosferatu Christmas night. So good.
Oh, okay. I thought he was just saying so-so. Yeah, it's so-so.
So good. So, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Hey, and the fact that y'all are here hanging out with us on the Saturday between the holidays, so to speak, and everybody who's here hanging out with us in the chat, we're all here earlier, not here, but over on the Coronation YouTube and Facebook when we did the watch along for the bowl game today. Nebraska won that, by the way, Mike, you'd be happy to know.
Sweet. Awesome.
20-15. I mean, yeah, they did give up 13 unanswered points to close out the scoring, but they won.
Okay. Sure.
And you're frozen. Oh, there you are. You're back.
Oh, sweet.
All right. So you watched a little bit. Have you watched any at all of Arcane Season 2 on Netflix? No. I've honest to God, I started it, but it's been so long since Season 1 that I almost feel like I need to go back and rewatch of Season 1.
Yeah.
There used to be a time, Mike, when you'd get content on television, network or cable, like every year, so you don't have there weren't these huge gaps in production. Mm-hmm. And then you don't need to go back and rewatch everything. So but we're past that, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird world we live in now.
Did you watch any non-Christmas stuff?
Honestly, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I did.
Yeah.
Outside of, you know, like the Blaze and the Monster Machines and, you know, things like that.
Right, yeah.
I don't. In fact, I fired up Prime Video to put on a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded that sitting right there, and I'd get the same reminder on Max, but I think I'm maybe like one episode into the second season of Rings of Power.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And one episode, maybe two into House of the Dragon on Max. It's like, I just completely just, I don't want to say gave up on those shows, but I just,
I never even started them.
They just, I don't know. They didn't get my attention very much. So,
yeah. There's, I don't watch as much TV as I used to. I realize that.
Yeah.
By the way, what's your shirt say?
Shirt says Coronation.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought.
You know, what's the point of dirtying another shirt? And no offense to you, Mike, or to the.
It's quite all right. Understandable.
Rods. Let's see. Aaron Keene, Rings of Power with the throw up emoji. Fred says the warning for Rings of Power says don't watch it. This is shit. And you know what? I understand what they're trying to do. I don't know. The books are beloved. The movies are, you know, still well received. I don't know why Amazon is sinking billions of dollars into this show, but
wish I knew. Did you read anything?
I did, actually.
Sweet. Or purchase anything? I don't know.
No, but I got something sitting there waiting for me. So I did finish Injustice Volume 2.
Nice. Tell us all about it.
It's very Injustice-y.
Okay, I figured as much.
It's more of Superman becoming a maniacal tyrant and the Green Lantern Corps trying to convince him otherwise.
Okay.
There is. All right. So this is nuts. This is very early on. I'm going to put this up on there just to, what I hope is generate a little interest if I can find it quickly, which I may or may not be able to. Yes. All right. Here we go. Kyle Rayner, the green one, like the third Green Lantern, maybe four. Yeah. I don't know. So Kyle Rayner here, he's strung up by the Sinestro Corps, right?
Okay.
You see, it's,
yeah.
It's
all. Okay. Gotcha.
And Sinestro, by the way, is he allies himself with Superman. Convinces Superman that he should be, I don't want to give a spoiler away, but that's a little bit of an indication of where that's going. So I want to do this page panel by panel, if I can. It's a little bit of a spoiler, but so there's separating the ring.
Okay.
From Kyle Rayner. There's Kyle Rayner losing his power. And there's Kyle Rayner being separated, like drawn and quartered.
Wow. Okay.
They don't waste a whole lot of time.
No, not at all.
So that was really good. And then as a fun seasonal read, we talked about this last week. I picked up Batman Santa Claus Silent Night Returns, and I finished the four issues that I have. Come to find out, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just say how it was.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, it's Santa Claus teaming with the DC heroes against villains that we're not terribly familiar with. But I wasn't under the assumption when I picked up issues 1 through 4 that there were only four issues. And Tim over at Twilight Comics in Swansea, Illinois, posted yesterday, I think. Thursday. Since they were closed for Wednesday, which is traditionally New Comic Book Day. He's like, New Comic Book Day on a Thursday, and there's issue number 5. I was like, damn it. So that one is waiting for me, and I think maybe it might extend all the way out to 6 issues. So,
okay. That's a good 6-issue runs. I like those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've talked about before. I think we both like when there's a set amount.
Yeah.
Because if not, eventually you just gotta quit on your own. Be like, all right, I got this.
Which is about where I'm at. Hate to say it with Grimm.
I figured as much. Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I'm so many, like, I have all the issues. I just haven't read them all. We get one every few months now.
Yeah.
And I understand. I mean, when Stephanie Phillips started Grimm, she was still well on her way up. I don't think she'd worked for either of the big two yet, but she's gone on and done Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, some stuff over at Marvel. So, you know, I understand that the kind of the pet projects, the passion projects might get lost in the shuffle. So,
yeah. But, probably for the ones that pay a little bit more, I would say.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The ones with the, you know, from more maybe demanding publishers and deadlines.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's see here. Aaron Keene did start the Penguin yesterday.
Okay. I've heard it's good.
And many asked how it was. And he says it's awesome, like DC meets the Sopranos.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
So, I still need to watch Penguin. I'll get to it eventually. Same.
Yeah.
There'll be a time.
I need to watch the Penguin. I need to watch the last season of Superman and Lois, which I think should be out. I think it's done on CW, so it should be out on Max now, or not very soon. Neither is that a lot of need to watch. I'm sure there's a bunch of Star Wars stuff I haven't watched, but like I said, I don't. I also, part of it is I don't have time to watch everything, and I just don't watch everything. Like, I read sometimes.
Yeah.
Or do other stuff.
Work.
Work, yeah.
And as we've discussed in the past here, starting probably in January, I don't know the logistics of it, but we're going to do a little series of some Dungeons and Dragons here on Nerds United.
Probably has to start that soon, yeah. Yeah. That might be a next week thing. Who knows? I'll talk to him. We'll see what's going on.
Works for me.
Yeah, sweet.
So, where are you at on Creature Commandos?
Gosh, I think I've almost, to be honest with you, forgot about it. I think I've only seen one episode.
So I think I'm one episode behind.
Okay.
And everything that I've seen so far, I've really enjoyed.
Good, good.
I take it back. I think maybe two episodes. I know they had a weasel origin story.
Okay.
That people said was like unnaturally touching and really made you feel for the character. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll work on that. And hopefully by that time next week rolls around, I'll be caught up. And there was something else. Oh, you're not going to be interested in this, but hopefully by this time next week, I will have watched Beetlejuice.
Okay. What's that on?
Max.
That's okay. Duh. Well, yeah. So it's available. I swear it seems like it was just out last month in the theaters. I know it wasn't. Or maybe it was. I don't know.
But there was another quick one. Oh, I know. I saw a notification or something on Facebook, or maybe at the when I opened up my or opened up turn on my TV, and it's one of the headings on there. It's like, you can watch Gladiator 2 now at home. I said, oh, sweet, it's on Prime Video. Oh, sweet. And I go, and it's like, you can rent it for $25.99. I'm like,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah. The same thing happened with a friend of mine wanted, or her and her kids wanted to watch a Best Christmas Pageant Ever, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were going to go to the movies. They were talking about it one night. They were going to go to Lori to watch it. And then I just happened to look, and I was like, it's at Lori tonight. And it's not playing. They're like, and then it's gone.
Oh wow!
They couldn't make it then. But on Prime, I think it was the same. They said they could rent it for, yeah, it was like 20. Or I think I want to say rent for $19.99 and buy for $25.99 or something like that. Could be off, but it was one of those like, no, can't even think about doing that.
No. Now, if I really wanted to go watch Gladiator 2, I could still probably go see it at a matinee for like $7 or $10.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
And I remember I watched Gladiator in theaters when I was 18, on my 18th birthday.
Oh, actually, okay.
Come to find out, or think when I think about it, I went to the movies on my 17th birthday and my 18th birthday. And on my 17th birthday, was to see South Park, the movie Bigger, Longer, Uncut. And when you had to be, I think we talked about this before, mm-hmm. they were checking IDs like crazy for yeah. that movie. I had my ID checked 3 times before walking into the theater itself. And then, 18th birthday, it was a little different. I was on crutches. I had to went and saw Gladiator in the theater. So that was fun. But now, I watch Gladiator at home anytime I want to.
You can. Absolutely.
I actually just watched it not too terribly long ago. It still holds up. It's a beautiful movie. We actually have there's a few bits of news and notes.
Oh, we do? Okay. I didn't even know.
I don't have the... Let me ask you this, Mike. Mm-hmm. You remember the movie Troy with Brad Pitt?
I remember. Yes, yes. I never watched it, but I remember.
So that movie is loosely-ish based on the Iliad,
mm-hmm.
Homer's epic poem. Obviously, it's about the Trojan War. But Homer had a sequel to that, if you can imagine such a thing at the time, and that was called The Odyssey.
Right, yes.
And allegedly, coming in 2026, Christopher Nolan's next film will be an adaptation of said Odyssey. Set to release in July of 2026, starring Tom Holland, Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson, and Zendaya. They're all already all attached to star. Do you think it will be like a true period piece, or do you think it's going to be in some way modernized?
It'll be a true period piece, for sure. I see that. Yeah.
I was trying to think if there was another movie. Not maybe in the last 20 years. So I know that's a pretty big scope. That was supposed to be like an adaptation or loosely based on Homer's Odyssey, but I can't remember what it is. It's definitely about like a journey home, but for the life of me, I can't place it. I can't think of what it is now. So let's see. Minnie says, Troy, beautiful pitch. He is good looking in that movie.
Yeah.
Fred says, just watch the original Gladiator again. Gladiator 2 is the first one. Like if it was made for people on the spectrum, and I'm not talking cable. Okay. I should have read that one first. The Highlander Gun says the Odyssey.
All of Fred's first before you.
I should. The Odyssey is good too with Armand DeSanti. I do remember that from like the late 90s, I believe. Wasn't that, correct me if I'm wrong, Highlander, wasn't that a little cable miniseries on TNT or something? There we go. This, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Highlander Gun got me there. I am a man of constant. So, George Clooney and, John Turturro and, John Goodman's in it. You remember Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was, mm-hmm. I can't say modern, but that was like a 19th century ish. You know, retelling of Homer's Odyssey. So
I did not know.
Thank you, Islander. I appreciate that. And it's funny. The song is what got me there. So, all right. So, I mean, does that excite you, interest you at all?
Not really. I think it'll probably do good. It'll probably get nominated for Academy Award, and I'll know maybe one person that has seen it. That's just pretty standard.
The downside, though, you're right. I think when you talk about Academy Awards, like pictures that are up for Best Picture, you know, mm-hmm. they are these artsy movies that a lot of people haven't seen. But you attach all those stars and Christopher Nolan to it, I think it's mm-hmm. going to do pretty well at the box office.
Yeah. So. What was the last movie? Martin Scorsese, the big one he had, wasn't it him? That had like one very recently, maybe it's not even out yet, but like a huge cast And it was like he had spent, like he had put his own money into it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
His, I don't want to say pet project. I'm curious about how that did. Because I heard, like, I don't know, the budget for it was, yeah.
It's not the Bob Dylan movie, is it?
No.
No, that was 05, apparently.
Maybe it's not Martin Scorsese. Maybe it was somebody else I'm thinking of.
Killers of the Flower Moon. That was him and Leonardo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's... Okay, I remember hearing about that.
Gosh. Yeah. Okay, maybe it's not Martin Scorsese. It was some big director or producer, wherever they are. And gosh, who played Kylo Ren?
Oh, Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. I think he was the star of it. So I'm going to look up Adam Driver movies now. Megalopolis.
Oh, okay.
Was that Scorsese? Was I way off on this? Who directed this darn thing?
Francis Ford Coppola.
They're like the same person, basically.
Likely.
Budget was... Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. Budget was $120 to $136 million.
Okay. It did not do that good at the box office, I don't believe.
$13.9 million at the box office.
Which is, I mean... If you get high enough up, you know, and you look down, you can see kind of what they were trying to do. I think Francis Ford Coppola expected that to be like the next genre ending, kind of like The Matrix, you know, and it just wasn't. I don't know if it was not marketed properly. I mean, it's got a tremendous cast. There's nothing wrong with that cast.
No. Yeah, perfect cast.
But I still don't understand the movie.
Nobody does. It's kind of funny every once in a while to like look back at like 90s movies and see like the box office and the return on it. Because sometimes it's like, and I'm just making this up, but you know, Home Alone made for $5 million, made $200 billion at the box office or something, you know? Just like, there's some movies that just destroyed. And right. Even like nowadays, I feel like even ones that like do really good, like Avengers obviously did really good, but it's like, it doesn't seem to be that. It seems like they're making their money and then a little bit more, but not as much as, and again, this is just nostalgia, not as much as in the past.
I think, you know, part of that too is movies just cost so, because of the cost of effects and things like that. I mean,
true. Yeah.
I think you could get by with practical effects a lot cheaper than all the digital rendering and things like that, you know, that take place now. So I think part of the problem maybe that box office returns don't seem as impressive is because I don't want to say budgets are bloated, but budgets are really up there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So
like as a standard movie, just your average movie, I think is at least $50 million for budget. And then if you're talking like CGI, superhero, anything like that, you're talking 150 to 200 million. It was just a start.
Let's see here. Anytime you get, I mean, obviously the original Joker movie did very well, very low budget. I think they got out of control with the budget on this one. Plus, I don't really think anybody wanted the sequel. I kind of look at like The Hangover. Hangover didn't have much of a budget. You know,
true, yes,
and it did gangbusters, Well, we'll see what happens in cinema moving on. We got off topic. We were talking about The Odyssey, you know, with Christopher Nolan, it's gonna have a big budget with all the stars already attached, it's gonna be a big budget,
yes.
If it can do like Oppenheimer numbers, I think they'll be okay,
yeah.
That's not the only news that we had. We got a couple little teasers or trailers from Netflix this week, Mike.
Okay.
I know it may seem hard to believe. See, Macy, because it was all before Christmas, so it may seem no. But we had a little teaser and date announcement for Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 3.
Yes. Was it February?
February 13th. Mm-hmm. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 3. All the karate.
That's perfect. I saw you post it. I didn't even watch the teaser because I'm like, okay. Let's go.
I gave the answer away and I said, who's with us on February 13th? The saga can finally come to the end until what, May or something like that when it's Cobra Kai or Karate Kid Legends?
Yes. Did we post that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Or maybe we did last week.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Did you watch the trailer for it, right?
I did. I've seen it twice now.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had to do that. We must have done that last week and talked about it.
I think that's probably. Yeah.
Because I remember seeing it before watching, we talked about this last week as well, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, yes.
It was ahead of that as well. So
nice.
All the kicking, all the fists of fury.
Yeah.
And
none of the plot.
Just pure karate.
Yes.
So, and it's, you know, the unfortunate part, again, spoiler, is it for this to take place? Somebody had a good... Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens when the gripping conclusion of Cobra Kai.
I'm going to watch it. That's all I'm going to say.
Just to finish it.
Right? Exactly.
You put all the time in.
That's what I did with The Flash.
That's right. I didn't get to the point where I felt closure was necessary on The Flash.
So. Yeah, it's completely understandable.
But that's not the only Netflix trailer that we got. Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a teaser. Oh, that, and by the way, that was very much a teaser.
Right.
Because exactly. But you know what's happening. You know some of the people that are in there.
Happy and Shooter, Victoria. Yeah. No, Veronica, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But that. No, Veronica was in Billy Madison. Yes.
So this is Victoria?
Something with a V, yeah.
Weird.
We'll find out when we watch it. And we just know it's in 2025. I don't think they had a release date. Although somewhere I thought I saw like June or July.
I think June. No, I'm sorry. I take it back. July.
July. Yeah. Which one? I mean, come on. Why make me wait that long?
It's my birth month. It's a birthday gift for me.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, by the way, did you like my pun? In this trailer, we actually got there. This teaser came out on Christmas. So I said, when I posted the trailer on the Facebook page, I said, in 2025, get back into the golf swing of things. Cause it's a golf movie.
That's true. It is. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. That works.
Happy Gilmore has a beard.
Yes.
Just like me.
Yeah, but again, I don't know anything. I've heard rumors that you have nice beard. I've heard rumors that he has kids in this movie, and they play golf. I guess I don't know.
So
look, I'm gonna watch it.
How long has it been since you saw the original Happy Gilmore?
Surprise! It probably not that long ago.
Okay.
But I'll say within 5 years, I think.
Man, I think it's probably been, sadly, like all those all those 90s comedies that I could have watched like every other month back then, whether it was Happy Gilmore or Ace Ventura.
Yes, yes.
It's been probably 15 plus years since I watched either of them.
Got to go back, man. There are so many lines from those movies, especially Happy Gilmore, that me and my friends used to just quote to each other
right
nonstop.
I mean, I probably still could.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I'm a little out of practice, probably.
Yes. Well, go back and watch. I'm sure Happy Gilmore's on Netflix. Someplace, probably on Netflix now, because this is coming to Netflix. See, they were smart.
Right.
They said, "Look, people are going to go to the theater for this one." if you put it in the theater, they're no one's going to go.
The target demographic is lazy.
Yeah.
They're going to stay home.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Well, those are a few things that we have to look forward to in 2025, Mike.
Perfect.
Neither of those things are, shall we say, outrightly nerdy. They're not based on
comic books or superheroes. Yeah.
That's right. Shall we get to it, Mike?
Let's do it.
You ready? Yeah. Okay. We are here for the ding, 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 ding. Easy for me to say. Main event. And what we have, what Mike has compiled, is a graphic that has 10 projects. 10 projects on it. Oh, no, you're right. 11. I'm sorry. I thought the two were the one, and because I don't have it. Anyway, 11 projects that are coming to theaters or to streaming services in 2025.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take these 11 and we're going to just rank them from our least excited to our most excited for them. So, Mike, shall we begin?
Let's do it. Because I'm curious what your number 11 would be.
Okay.
By the way, I should clarify that it's Peacemaker Season 2, obviously. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. I just didn't find one that said Season 2 on it.
Aaron Keene says math is hard. It's okay. It's not that it was math. It's you can't see my mouse roll over, but the Superman picture right by Captain America, Brave New World, from when I didn't have the image up. I just was looking at small. It looked like it was one image. So
yeah,
fair. I was counting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way, as we can see on here, Marvel's going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting, or at least numbers wise, in 2025.
Because nobody lifts heavier than Superman.
That's true. Well, there's probably a lot of superheroes that do, actually. But in this list, no.
Think so?
But, yeah. Me?
Okay.
All right. So what's your number 11, Greg?
Honestly, here's the thing. I at least know a little bit about Ironheart. I have no idea what they're planning with Eyes of Wakanda.
Okay.
And I know that Spider-Man is going to be animated, and I think it's going to be geared more towards kids and teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that one kind of not – with me, I should say, with me falling out of the target demographic for that one, I'd honestly probably say your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. So I kind of have the same idea as you as far as not being in the demographic, but I went for Ironheart because I'm just not – I think it's going to be a TV series, I think. And I'll check it out, but I'm not expecting much from it.
So from there, I would honestly probably go – Ironheart is my number 10.
Ironheart is number 10. That's fair. So for my number 10, this is I've seen I think a 15 second teaser for it. I don't know much about it at all. I'm going Wonder Man.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do they have Yaya? Is he back as this lead?
Think so. Yes.
Okay.
I think.
And
apparently it's supposed to be like slightly different from the comic books. I don't know. That's fine.
So with my number 9, I would say Marvel Zombies, which Minnie asks, tell me about this Marvel Zombies. That sounds like something I should take my 14-year-old nephew to. You won't have to.
Yeah. Sit with him on turn Disney Plus on.
Yeah. Have him over on that new, I think Minnie said earlier, new 75-inch TV.
Yeah.
The zombies would be 4 feet. Nope, that's not how math works. They'd be tall.
You're going Marvel Zombies for 9?
I think so.
Okay. So for number 9, I went Eyes of Wakanda. I don't know much about this, but I think Ryan Coogler is involved.
Okay.
Well, and I think if he is, I like him. I trust a lot of his stuff. Black Panther, I think, was great. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, almost forgot the name of it, was fine, was decent. Black Panther, I've gone back in and watched again. I don't think I have for Wakanda Forever. There's a lot of stuff in Phase 4 and 5 that I haven't gone back and seen.
Right.
You know.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, Black Panther was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Wakanda Forever, I mean, it's just so tough. Again, mm-hmm. you're trying to make a movie without, you know, a Black Panther movie without Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
And I remember I took Garrett to see that in theaters on Veterans Day, 2020, was that 22? I think it was a couple years ago. And, cause I got my ticket and I was like, oh, that's right. He's out of school. Come on. He was not interested in it, you know, but he's not, he loves Transformers right now. I think the superhero phase will hit him eventually.
Like for sure.
You know, one of his good friends is a big Batman fan, so I think he'll roll into that, but it's just not there yet. But I mean, I haven't gone back and watched Wakanda Forever yet at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Usually I'm much, there are some movies I'm like, I'm chomping at the bit ready for it to hit a streaming so I can go.
Yes.
You know, no, it's not one of them.
I remember, I mean, it seems not that long ago, although it was like waiting for a Blu-ray release to come out. Like I want to say for Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2, I knew when it was coming out, and like that day it went to Walmart and got it.
Right.
You know. But anyway, what's your number 8, sir?
I mean, I think I got to go Eyes of Wakanda, right?
Might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. And it's funny because we kind of just switched our last two because I'm going Marvel Zombies.
Wait a minute, did I already give Wonder Man? Or did I give Eyes of Wakanda twice?
No, you did Spider-Man, Ironheart, Marvel Zombies, and then Eyes of Wakanda.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And now you're number 7, sir.
Oh, okay.
By the way, these last ones we've chosen are ones that are just like, they're out or they're going to be out. Don't know anything about them.
Right.
You know?
I'd probably go Wonder Man at number 7.
Wonder Man at number 7, that's probably good. Now, I don't know if this next, for my number 7, I don't know if it's going to be surprising or not. I don't know. But I'm going Captain America Brave New World.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm sure finances are good. I'll go to the theater and watch it. But it's not anything where I'm like, Even seeing the trailers and stuff, nothing's like making me like be like, I've got to be first in line to see it.
Red Hulk.
Yeah.
The fact that they actually mention the events that happened in Eternals.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they mention it. They show it. Who knows what they'll do? True.
Yeah, this giant hand coming out of the ocean.
Yeah.
So I think it'll do well.
Yeah,
with
without
your contribution, Mike. No offense.
Yeah, no, understandable.
Number 6. I think the closer we get, the less and less surprises there's going to be. But I'd probably go Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Gosh, I'm looking at my list. I almost want to switch these now. Actually.
Uh oh. Did you have a list prepared?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I prepare for things. The difference. Yeah.
They're gonna the chat knows that Greg doesn't prepare for podcasts.
I am switching these. I am also going Thunderbolts.
Okay. Interesting. I'm curious to know what you had in that spot. I guess we'll find out maybe at number 5.
Yes.
My number 5 is gonna be Daredevil Born Again.
Wow, sir.
The reason being, a lot of it's going to be recency bias.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Peacemaker more recently than I've seen any of the Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, you know, his appearance in She-Hulk briefly, and at least I know that the actor's name, but Matt all Murdock. Of a sudden, Matt Murdock, thank you. His appearance in Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yeah.
So I still need to go back and rewatch the Daredevil series. I know that, Fred was, you know, not, I think it was Fred who was like, not exceptionally, optimistic about Disney Marvel's handling of the Daredevil series. But it does look like it's going to stay relatively true to form.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kind of low, but all right. So my number five, the one I switched, Peacemaker season two. Okay. And only reason I loved Peacemaker. That's another one I should go back and rewatch. Just haven't had time to do it. I don't know what season two is offering. That's why it was originally a little bit lower, but I'm like, nah, just because how much I liked season one, I bumped it up a little bit. Oh, well, hello, Hayden.
Happy New Year, Hayden.
Yep, Happy New Year.
All right, so where was I? Am I down to number four?
Yeah, you're at number four.
I'd probably go.
By the way, what time is it? Because what is Hayden doing up right now? Oh, it's vacation time. Yeah, it's fine. Stay up as late as you want, Hayden, by the way. And eat whatever you want. Ice cream, chocolate, whatever you want. Christmas cookies. If you don't have it, have Nana get it for you.
Just get all the sugar. I would go Peacemaker season two. Fair. At number four.
Yeah. Okay, now this one you had low on your list, and I couldn't believe it. In fact, I almost put it higher. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Yes, it's going to be a cartoon, but Spider-Man's been a cartoon before.
That's true. You know?
And when we might be out of the demographic of a lot of these, you know, age wise and otherwise. I just as a fan of Spider-Man, I had to put it up higher.
Right. Oh, of course.
You know.
I understand. You have a Spider-Man wall art right behind your head.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I used to have a lot of Spider-Man t-shirts before I grew out of them, and now Nolan has them.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. It's not that I don't think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I just, if I had a day to watch everything, mm-hmm. that would probably, you know, or at least, you know, for the series, like an episode of something.
Yeah.
Like that would be towards the bottom of the list.
I mean, that's fair, you know, wrong, but fair, you know,
fair. All right. For my number three.
Yes.
I'm going to go Captain America, Brave New World.
Okay. Okay. So you got a little bit more out of the trailers than I did.
Unlike Thunderbolts. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, Thunderbolts has a couple of characters that I'm pretty well versed with, like, you know, Bucky, but Thunderbolts looks like it's going to be a mess, but a fun mess. You know, like I'll give it its due. Mm-hmm. Captain America, Brave New World, I think at least will advance a story.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
And it will help. I'm not going to say it's going to necessarily be a bridge. I think obviously we saw elements of the Eternals in the trailer or trailers. I think it's going to
tie up some loose ends.
That, and I think it's going to bring a lot of people back.
Okay.
Back to the MCU.
Back to the Eternals.
But if it can like relight that fire, I think it's going to go a long way.
Yeah. Hey, I hope it does. All right. My number three, going with Fantastic Four. I'm hoping finally we get a good Fantastic Four.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah. So I suppose my number two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to give away my number one.
Of course.
My number two is Superman.
Okay. Okay. So I was at my number two, which is going to give away to my number one. My number two is also Superman.
Hey, okay. How about that?
So you're looking for your number one is Fantastic Four. If I did my calculations correctly.
That's if you kept track of things better than I did, then yes.
And mine's Daredevil Born Again.
Interesting.
Dude, just because I
know you love that Marvel series.
Yes,
the Marvel run.
I was also skeptical about how Disney's Plus is going to do it. And again, we still don't know yet. Will it be as violent as it was on Netflix? I don't think so, but it'll still there's still going to be some little bit of violence, a little bit of lot of action, I should say. I think it's probably not going to be for kids. But Fantastic Four, look, I didn't have that ranked for you. I still had that in the top three.
I can see that. Yeah.
Look,
the fact that we're A, getting it.
Yes.
And two, it looks like it's a bit period.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I mean, I think, best friend of the show, Josh, would refer to that as mid-century modern.
Okay. You know,
a lot of the aesthetic there. I'm interested to see again how they pull those characters into the MCU proper. You know, or maybe they use Secret Wars,
I think,
or Doomsday to kind of help them time jumper. You know, I don't know.
I think Fantastic Four is going to be set in an alternate timeline.
Okay.
And there's going to be something with, like you said, either the Secret Wars or Doomsday that's going to pull it in. So.
And I'm excited for Superman too. You know, yes, I really enjoyed the trailer. And
that trailer was amazing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that's why I got bumped up to number two. You know,
we had a fun time breaking that trailer down and having some fun with that last week. Minnie says, "Did someone say mid-century modern?" I honestly would not know what mid-century modern was without BFOTS Josh Hanson. So it's not typically words that I would have ever strung together, but you go looking for houses and you know the houses are built in the 50s and 60s, you might run into what Josh would describe as MCMs. So
okay, all right, sir, we got a lot to look forward to somewhat in 2025.
You know, and a lot of it's going to be prioritizing. Do I need to watch that or do I need to sleep?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's also going to be like, oh, I forgot that was going to be coming. Like, I think it'll really be one day that it's just like, oh, by the way, do you know that Ironheart's out now? It's like, oh, okay.
Kind of like What If or,
yes.
The second season is
Squid Games.
Thank you. Like, these are all things we've talked about in the past, and then they just poof, appear. Little to no warning, but when they do that around the holidays, it's almost not fair. Like people have, you know, I don't say other priorities. It's a good time to drop them because, you know, a lot of people are home, you know, they have time off from work, things like that. But, you know, like there's so much going on, you know, and I think most households that like, oh yeah, I totally forgot that season two of Squid Games was out. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I'll have time to watch it all between now and next week when we do the show.
No, I won't either.
Oh, good.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I feel better about that. And anything else that you want to kick on the tail end of this show?
No.
Let's see here. Oh, Aaron Keene has a question that I don't know if either one of us have an answer for.
Okay.
He wants to know a serious question, which is usually a disclaimer from Fred. Serious question. What's the definitive and or best Punisher graphic novel?
No clue. I don't know if I've seen one, but you know what you could do? If go into your local comic book shop.
Yeah, there we go.
I know, man. See, I don't know where you live, but if you do, if it's a good one, go in there and just ask them that, and they all have a lot of suggestions. Usually, I've done that before with X-Men.
Our friends at Comic Book Herald would tell you, you know, there's a Punisher Circle of Blood. There's Punisher Warzone, which I definitely remember Punisher Warzone in the 90s. Talk about, I don't know what you remember, Mike, of 90s comic book art, but it was the era of like the massive chest, huge shoulders, and like itty bitty bitty little heads.
Yeah.
And then let's see, we have Punisher Welcome Back Frank, Punisher the Slavers. Make sure I get that right. Punisher Max the End. Punisher Born, Born. And as a special mention, Cosmic Ghost Rider is when Punisher became the Spirit of Vengeance.
Didn't you read that one?
I never read that one, no.
Okay. Sounded familiar.
But hope we answered your question there, Aaron. And thanks for you showing interest and in wondering what the heck happened to the show last night. Again, I was well into, I think, I don't know exacts because who does, but I got almost 11 hours of sleep last night, I think.
Jeez. That's good.
It doesn't happen like that ever. No. But, and then I woke up with the twins, or not with the twins, but I woke up with the twins going, talking to each other. I've told Robert in the past, maybe I said this on the show before, because he would just be like, pound, pound, pound on the door. And I tell him before bed, I was like, hey, how about in the morning, instead of pounding on the door, why don't you just start talking? You know, call for daddy or sing a little song. Daddy will hear you and come get you. So this morning, I get in there and he's like, daddy. He's like, Matthew's not waking up. Matt's not waking up. I said, oh, he will. And a minute later, Matthew's like, pops his head up. But one morning this, I think it was yesterday, maybe they wasn't Christmas. It was Thursday or Friday. And, you know, they're, it was time to get up or whatever it was. And I opened the door and Matthew sits up. He's like, thanks for waking me up, daddy. I was like, oh, if you boys just held on to that attitude until you moved out and went to college or wherever, that'd be great. Cause right now with Garrett, it's like, you know, dragging him off the bed. Come on.
Oh, sure.
That was good. It's a good time with the kids. Awesome. It's been fun hanging out with them, this past week, and I get another week of it. So
nice.
Cause they don't go back to Robert and Garrett don't go back to school until the 7th.
Yeah.
Matthew can officially go back to, daycare on Thursday. Daycare's closed Monday, Tuesday and New Year's Day. So we'll get them going. And, not that anybody else cares about the boys' school and daycare schedule, but thank you all for hanging out with us. We hope you've had a great time. I know I've had a great time hanging out with you, Mike, and everybody in the chat. So thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody. And we'll see you in 2020. Yeah, easy for me to say. We'll see you in 2025. So for me, Greg Mahochko, the host of this fine Nerds United, a JitteryMonkey.com podcast, for the co-host of Mike Luther, co-host of the year. I'm Greg Mahochko. This is the Nerds United show, and we'll see you next time. Reminding you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.